A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, let's consider the Word of God from the book of 3 John, chapter number 1, verses 1 and 2. 3 John 1, 1 and 2. The scripture says, "The elder, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." Your things will go well. Things will go well with you as your soul is getting along well. There is the need for the prosperity of your soul. Your soul, the prosperity of your soul is very essential to the prosperity of other areas of your life. Your spiritual life, your mind needs divine attention, needs to get along well. There must be soundness of mind for you. If your things must get along well, if your sheave must arise, a man of unsound mind can never arise in life and in destiny. If he builds, he will throw it down. If he plants, he will uproot what he has planted. A man of unsound mind will destroy everything around him. He may be a man given to anger. His soul is not getting along well. A man that is given and sold out to anger is not getting along well in his soulish realm. He's an angry man, an aggressive man, and things are not going to get well with him. He's a sadist. Things are not going to get well with him because he's not getting along well. He's a narcissist. He's a very dangerous person. He can harm people around him. If a woman is married to such a man, he can kill her. If a man is married to such a woman, she can kill him. And we've seen cases of people who are not getting along well in their soulish realm, and they have attempted or they have even killed or succeeded in killing their spouses. We have countless of people and cases in court, not only of spousal abuses, but also of murder. People who killed their spouses, they are dangerous, they are narcissists, they are bad, they are terrible, they are not getting along well. And if your soul is not getting on well, if you are not prospering in the affairs of your soul, if your mind is not stable, if your mind is unfit, unwell, if your mind is not okay, then there is nothing around you that will be okay. So it is important for you to take care of your soul, to allow your spirit man to be in the dominant position. Let your soul determine for the spirit of God that is at work in you. You know, there is a constant war, a constant contest between your flesh and your spirit. And it is your soul that determines where the battle tilts. If your soul supports your soul allows the spirit to be in the dominant position, then your spirit wins and you live well, you get along well. But if your soul succumbs to the dictates of the flesh, it's always subdued and subsumed by the flesh. And then your soul is not getting along well and you suffer grave consequences. Let your soul get along well. And one way to do that is by submitting yourself to the discipline of prayers and the study of the word. Let your mind be filled with the word of God. Let the word of God, of the word of Christ, dwell in you richly. And then it begins to bring healing and prosperity to your soul. And once your soul prospers, everything else around you begins to prosper. Look at that verse of scriptures again. I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. So everything is dependent on your soul getting along well. My prayer is that your soul will get along well and that you will prosper. Everything you do will prosper. Your soul will prosper in the precious name of Jesus. So getting along well, because your soul is getting along well, then your health will also prosper. You will enjoy good health and all will go well with you. Three major areas: your soul, your health, that's your body, and of course, things getting along well with you. your finances, your business. So I pray this morning that you will get along well with your health. You will have good health. Good health is a necessary condition for success. For a man's shift to arise in destiny, he must enjoy health, divine health, sound health, and good health. A man who is down with the spirit of infirmity cannot lift up himself or herself. Neither can he think of progress or advancement. He wants to get well. He wants to be made whole. That is the desire of a sick man, a man who is not enjoying good health. All he wants is to get well. That man at the pool of Bethesda just wanted to get well. He wasn't thinking about getting married. He wasn't thinking about his doing well with his business. He just wanted to be made whole. So your health, may you enjoy good health, because you need this good health to pursue your purpose, to pursue your dream, and to arrive at your place in destiny. Don't forget, one of the definitions of prosperity is the prosperity of your health. Health, they have said, is wealth. May you prosper in health. May your health not fail. May your health, your strength not wane, in the name of Jesus. It is therefore clear that when a man is of a sound mind, a man is sound, is mentally alert and balanced, and this man is prospering in health, he has good health, then you can be sure, all things being equal, God being on his side, this man obtaining and enjoying the favor and the help of God will definitely experience things going on well with him. Things will go well with you because the Lord is on your side. And so this man, things will go well with him. The Bible says that all may go well with you. Again, I am praying that all will go well with you. All will go well with you because you are enjoying good health in your body and your mind is sound. Things will go well with you. I'd like you to open your heart this week and trust God. Things will go well with you. That is the word that I heard from God for you, that your things will go well this week, this month, and always. Your things will go well. As we end a month today, and as a new month starts tomorrow, you begin to see your things going on well. Your things will go well in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your business will go on well. Things will go on well with you. Things will go on well with your business. Things will go on well with your family, with your finances. Things will go well. All will go well with you in the name of Jesus. In every aspect and every department of your life, things will go well. And this shall be your experience in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nothing will fail around you. Nothing will die around you. There will be no loss of any kind around you. There will be no weeping, no mourning, no tears around you. Your things will go well in the name of Jesus. Let me prophesy as I am led by the Spirit of God on you and declare according to the word of the Lord and by the word of the Lord that you will enjoy good health. Your health will not fail. Your strength will not fail. Your energy will not wane. Your life will not be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now I pray for sound health, health in your body, health in your bones. I pray for sounded good health for you to pursue your dreams, to pursue your purpose. I pray for sound mind, soundness of mind. I pray for spiritual and mental alertness, that you will be alert mentally. You will be sensitive mentally and spiritually in the name of Jesus. I am praying that by reason of the health of your spirit, because of the fact that your soul is getting along well, and because of the health in your body, everything around you will go on well. Your things will go on well. Your family will go on well. Your business will go on well. You will prosper in all that you do in the name of Jesus. I pray that as the month ends today, everything that is not of God, everything that is not making you to get along well, everything that is not going well with you will be totally turned around. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever is causing you apprehension or anxiety, the hand of God will remove it today in the name of Jesus. And I pray your things will go on well, your things will prosper, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. All things that you do will produce results in the name of Jesus. And in the new month you are stepping into, there will be a restoration of all. There will be blessings upon you. There will be the visitation of God upon your life and upon your destiny. Your things will go on well. Your things will prosper. Go with this understanding, my things and all things will go well with me. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to support this program, Daily Impact with Chris Mann. There are three ways by which you can support, all of the three or any one of them at least, by prayers. Pray for this program and pray for me also, that God will pour more of His grace, His unction upon this program and upon me, that the program may fulfill God's purpose in the name of Jesus. Number two is by forwarding the message and sharing the link with your contacts. Let's spread the news of Daily Impact, that others also may record testimonies of the impact and the visitation of God upon their lives. And the Lord bless you as you do. Thirdly, is your financial support. Give towards this program. Your financial donations towards Daily Impact can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12-16-100-456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. And the Lord bless you as you support. For your question, your comment, your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.